From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Christine DiMattei. The seas are rising here in South Florida, and with that comes more flooding from hurricanes. That's creating some hard questions about how and where we live. Do we put up flood walls? Whose house gets saved and whose doesn't? This month, the Army Corps of Engineers offered some potential solutions: massive floodgates, more mangroves and wetlands, and elevating property. WLRN's Jenny Stiletovich tells us they're also talking about a more controversial measure: buying out property owners.
That's Charlie Cheek. He's 14 months old, and about a year and a half before he was born, his parents bought their first house in a neighborhood off Miami's Biscayne Boulevard, just south of the Little River.
We moved here because it was a great community. The neighbors are really lovely. There's an elementary school that we like. And we found a house with a great backyard and big avocado trees that we were excited about.
It wasn't just the avocado trees, the school, and neighbors that drew Jennifer Cheek here. It was also reasonable flood insurance and freedom from the stress of living in a flood-prone neighborhood like the one she and her husband left in Miami Beach.
Obviously, being in Miami, everywhere is a little bit prone, but we did spend some time looking at the maps and talking with neighbors and real estate agents and everyone we could to make sure we found somewhere that at least didn't have a history of flooding.
So Cheek wasn't that surprised when she went to a U.S. Army Corps of Engineers meeting earlier this month. It was an early look at a new flood control plan for cities and neighborhoods around Biscayne Bay. The Corps painted a grim picture.
You have some problems that are just epic in scale and that are not duplicated. Well, they're duplicated in very few places.
Joe Vitri is in charge of coming up with fixes for flooding up and down the entire Atlantic coast. And Jennifer Cheek was paying close attention to what he had to say.
I said, that's my neighborhood, you know, and pointed to the map where the flood wall was proposed.
What she wasn't prepared to see was where the Corps was considering installing a massive flood wall along the Little River, about two blocks from her house.
And when I asked if they knew specifically how much space would be required to buy out on either side of the wall, she said that wouldn't be known until the study was complete.
Flood walls come in all kinds of shapes and sizes, depending on soil, the need for seepage barriers, and how much water they need to hold back. Army Corps officials say how much land will be needed if a flood wall gets built will come out in the months ahead, probably around January. It's all part of a complicated study Vitri says will be among the most challenging in the U.S.
Between the water from the Everglades, surge, rainfall, upwelling, add it all together, and you're really dealing with some very, very large problems. And I can speak to the fact.
In addition to flood walls, the Corps is considering flood gates across the Miami River, Little River, and the Biscayne Bay Canal, like the kind that rise 32 feet above sea level in New Orleans. They may also recommend natural barriers. Mangroves and wetlands can buffer waves and soak up flood water. And they're also considering elevating some properties. But the plan to buy out property owners is already drawing attention from environmental advocates like the University of Miami's Environmental Justice Clinic. They worry about poor neighborhoods and communities torn apart by a calculus that may be indifferent to the humans who live there. Susan Connor is managing the study for the Army Corps of Engineers.
So it's a difficult topic. It's something that holistically we have to work together with the communities and the federal government, but it's something to consider on those properties where nothing else might be able to solve the issue.
A lot of people say, well, you should be like the Netherlands or, you know, the Dutch experience. That's great. They're the size of a small state, right? We're a very, very large very large country with a lot of coastline.
Vitri says the federal government can't afford to engineer fixes everywhere, so they have to make hard choices.
If I add up cumulatively of all the cost of all of those things, it would be, you know, probably off the charts in our ability to pay.
The Army Corps has identified seven of the most vulnerable areas around Biscayne Bay: Aventura, Cutler Bay, Little River, the Miami River, North Beach, South Beach, and Arch Creek. Connor says what fixes are ultimately recommended depends on which property the Army Corps finds worth protecting.
The things that we look at are both the benefits, so what damages are prevented, as well as the cost of the structures. We don't know if it's worth it to pay for those benefits until we know how much the structure costs.
So if a flood wall that costs, say, $10 million protects a neighborhood filled with million-dollar houses, that's probably going to be seen as a tax base worth protecting. But the map gets fuzzier in poorer neighborhoods. Value may not always be counted in dollars. Maybe it's the time it takes to get to work, being close to family, or staying at the same school. Maybe it's just having lived a lifetime in the same house. Environmentalists say the Corps also needs to take a harder look at saving what's left of the state's own best defenses, mangroves, seagrass beds, dunes, and reefs. Rachel Silverstein is a marine biologist and executive director of Miami Waterkeeper.
They can thrive here if they're just given the space to do that. They can really act like sponges and living storm breaks.
They've been fending off storms for thousands of years. Some of those solutions are being woven into local plans to deal with chronic flooding from higher tides. And Silverstein says it would be a waste if the Corps fails to consider all those plans in its design.
It seems somewhat myopic to only focus on storm risk and not the chronic flooding that communities are experiencing already.
I would be much more comfortable with it if it felt like it was part of a broader vision.
Jennifer Cheek, the homeowner in Little River, she'd be willing to make the sacrifice and sell to make way for a flood wall. She gets that Miami and all of South Florida desperately need to deal with rising seas. But what she won't settle for is a plan that ignores the things that are harder to quantify: parks and riverwalks, mangroves or wetlands, or neighborhoods where neighbors, like her own, pitch in to build a backyard deck or yell hi to Charlie over the fence.
I would be pretty furious if that's why they were asking us to leave, to uproot everything, because this was the cheapest and easiest stopgap measure at the moment.
It would be doubly hard since her family already fled one neighborhood they loved in Miami Beach for what they were told was higher, drier ground. I'm Jenny Stiletovich in Miami.
The Army Corps of Engineers is looking for feedback before it settles on a draft plan this spring. You can visit WLRN.org for more information on how to contact the Corps. This is WLRN News. I'm Christine DiMattei.